This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, seriously, all kinds of good stuff going on. Vito is coming to town. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, the senators, the cowards, have beat on President Trump again for taking a rightful stance for exercising his constitutional right. This is all they do. Remember, I told you. I told you this is going to be nothing but investigate and impeach, right? You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And, get involved in the conversation. Seriously. You can check us out. We're live on the website. We're on your local station, probably. If we're not, you should be calling the station manager, finding out why not. I'm going to get back to... the Senate voted today, along with Congress the other day, to can the president's, emergency resolution or emergency order, his constitutionally given right to sign that order. So it's amazing to me that again, his team, his own people in the Senate are coming against him. Now, some of you are going to say, well, what does that tell you? All it tells me is we have a bunch of cowards in Congress. We have a bunch of cowards in the Senate. Do they want to protect the American people or don't they? That would be my question. And the minute the first one said, well, yeah, we do, but we're going to do it within the law. Well, he is within the law, so what's the problem? He is within the law to pull this off. Matter of fact, if you guys had done your job in the last session, he wouldn't have to do this. That's what he was trying to say when he said, I don't need to do this. But he probably should have said, I shouldn't need to do this. I don't need to do this. If you guys would just do your job, I don't need to do this. And then you got Mitt Romney. Well, that worked out well, didn't it? I hope these guys, not recalled, I hope they're replaced in the next election. I hope the American people just have it. They've had it, Democrats and Republicans alike. And they bring people in that will actually do the job, that will actually protect this country. What have you honestly heard from any Democrat in office right now? See, I think they're just going so much against Trump, it doesn't matter what he does, what he agrees to do. But what have you heard about Americanism, protecting Americans, protecting the vets? Give me a list. And don't just tell me. Give me the list and show me where they've done it. Right? You've got... They talk about the will of the people. They talk about doing what the people want to do, what Americans are all about. Governor Gavin Newsom. Man, did we jump from the fire into the frying pan? Or the frying pan into the fire, whatever way it goes. Right, he's issuing an executive order stopping the death penalty. I did a whole thing on this the other night. He doesn't have a right to do that. Can he stay it temporarily for a reason? Yes. But just because he doesn't like it doesn't mean anything. The Supreme Court of California held up the death penalty years ago when it was challenged once already. And the president, God bless him, said, look, go ahead and do what you're going to do. I'm going to vote your conscience, because I'm going to veto it anyway. And they don't have two-thirds of both houses to override the veto. And you got to love the president, right? Minutes after the vote was counted and given out to the people, 59-41, What's he do? He sends out a tweet with one word on it. God bless this man. He sends out a tweet with one word on it. Veto. And he wasn't talking about Uncle Veto. You know what I'm saying? He says, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking in our country. I thank all of the strong Republicans who voted to support the border security and our desperately needed wall. That's it. Don't you love it? I'm going to be vetoing in favor of the resolution of disapproval, said Senator Mitt Romney. We already voted in for it. This is what he told reporters ahead of the vote. The constitutional question is the balance of power here or isn't it? Well, it is, but the problem is you didn't do your job, number one. Number two is in the event of an emergency, the president have a right to act, and that's what he's doing. So if you ask the question, agreed. Does the president have a right to move in this area? Yes. Seriously. Romney says that it's not about the president. It's not about security. In fact, he says, I support border security. I would support a barrier. Bunch of bozos playing word games. It's all you guys know. It's just word games. We both know it's just word games. Right? And you know the names, Mike Lee, Rob Portman, Susan Collins, I mean, come on, Murkowski, we go to Rubio. Gee, Paul, now Rand Paul I expected. No, I really did. Because I know that he is, his concern, even though it's Lee, and I didn't say I think he was right, I said I expected it. Because his concern is that the next president, if he's a Democrat, which I don't believe will happen, if he's a Democrat, the next president might say, well, gee, you know, we have an emergency with guns. Take them all away. Period. End of discussion. Now, that wouldn't happen. Because it's a constitutional right. It's a Second Amendment. It's, you know what? They'd have that in the Supreme Court so fast it'd make their head spin. I mean, think about it. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, before the vote, he said, takes his hats off to Republicans for voting with Democrats. No, he doesn't. He loves the fact that you jump ship. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan joins us after the break, and he's hot. He's got a lot to say. And I'm not talking about looks. Knock it off. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live while you're waiting. Go up to the website. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. Deal with it. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you want me to sing my praises? Is that what you're saying? Why should I? Well, I'm a master legislator. I am a strategic, politically astute leader. I am leadership is recognized by many around the country, and that is why I'm able to attract the support that I do, which is essential to our elections, sad to say.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, the guy you've been waiting for, I know you have. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. I always get the, you know, kick out of him. And, you know, to prove that he and I are such blowhards, you know, both of us are in areas today where I think the wind has hit like 100 miles an hour or something like that, right? I mean, pretty windy where you're at?
Once again, thank you for allowing me to appear tonight. Thank you for the wonderful promo you're getting. Yes, it's very windy today. I even saw a kite with a picture of Nancy Pelosi. You know, she can make her face into a kite because it's all over the place. That's why I get it all over the place from the bow tie. Yeah.
Oh, I do. No, I enjoy that. You know, and it's perfect because it's kind of, you know, the kites, they fly high. They're high in the air, and sometimes I get the feeling that Nancy Pelosi might have maybe taken too much medication in the morning, if you get my drift. You know what I'm saying? So,
Well, you know, it all depends on what kind of part of the country you get your marijuana from, I guess, you know.
God, yeah. And it's getting her and Schumer. I swear the two of them sit around drinking and smoking something in the afternoon going, okay, how do we cause trouble tomorrow? You know, not how do we fix the problems, how do we cause trouble tomorrow? But let me ask you something. You've been in, we'll say, the government world for quite some time, and I know you've been watching some of the stuff coming down with Peter Strzok, and now you're finding out that, you know, Comey's the one that buried the whole thing on Hillary, and you're just seeing more and more and more of this corruption going on. In your professional opinion, will anything ever come of this? Will anybody get nailed for this at some point?
What I'll say is this: my professional opinion. No, nothing will come up. You know, it's interesting how everyone wants to hear about this and it's intrigued by a bunch of people. Look, let me explain something to you how the power structure works in this world. And I know a lot of people are still thinking that we're on the good ship lollipop and Santa Claus is real and things like that. Look,
you mean unicorns don't exist? Is that what you're telling me?
People understand that the Clintons and the Bushes and probably even the Obamas for as much as we know that Hillary was wrong, she's never going to go to jail.
Right.
The people that's before these people are going to the ones that take the hit. And they take the hit and they go to jail because they know. That's why I say in government, you already know. When you get up to a certain level, it's like musical chairs.
Yeah.
They're, and you got to make sure you got at least six or seven of them because you might see one in the legs, or it's only three legs or whatever. So when people see, you got to understand, a lot of people get caught up in government, and they either run by money, power, or prestige. And the thing of it is that they sell themselves short because you got to understand, if you're into these type of things or these programs or whatever's being run by someone higher than you, you have to understand that you might wind up being the person that's it. You know, the key.
Oh, my God. That's right. You're exactly right.
Right. You know, and it's like anything else in life. If you got any kind of common sense, you don't get caught up in things like that because, you know, you have to turn and say, hey, look, I don't want to be a part of it. Hey, look, if it means me taking, you know, I can't get to that position that I'm looking to get or that big payday, because that's what it's all about. You know, I once heard someone in your chat room say that money is overrated. Well, if money is so overrated, why do you work? Why do you make income? You know, money is overrated. Please tell me. I mean, for as much as I love this country and I love the things that we do within our movement, hey, look, man, you put enough zeros on something. Hey, look, I'm not going to say I would sell my family out or anything like that, or, you know, make a blood sacrifice. But, you know, come on now.
You're a better man than I. I mean, there's some of my kids I would sell. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's crazy. Right, exactly. That's why you have all these bogus people that get mad at me because I make an objective comment about them, you know, taking money, taking donations from people that's trying to make it or trying to figure out whether to pay their insurance or to feed their children. And you asking for a donation from middle-class people. Are you serious? To do something that you do for free and it's regurgitated six times a day. That, you know why that is? Because you know what? Where's your career? I'm sorry, but I have to put it out there. Career. I've worked all my life, man. So, you know, I can't see myself doing something four times a day or whatever like that because, you know, your history shows that you don't have a career, you ain't never had a career or a job. So, you know, to those who work for a living and actually work and not live off of, big ups to you. More power to you. God bless you.
You must be talking about like a Bernie Sanders cousin or family member. You know, he never worked a day in his life either.
I'm talking about are ones on both sides, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about the people that sit up on Facebook all day long and make bogus comments about things or whatever like that. How you gonna give this or give that when you don't even have a, you know, it things you have to do in this movement or anything in life, especially when you're at the head of it and you wanted to be successful, you got to have first the education. Two, you got to have an agenda. And they have the finances. And that's why I have to laugh at when I see a lot of people that try to mimic us or try to mimic us about what we're doing. We were doing this last June, started last May or last June. Now we got all these tough people, which I don't mind you doing that and stuff, because you know what? At the end of the day, you're going to have to back up with that said that
Corey,
cliche.
There is a difference. There is a difference between somebody coming alongside a guy like you or a guy like me, and trying to play off of, reaching in, taking some of that power away, if you would, and trying to run with riding your coattail, so to speak. That's wrong. Coming up alongside and working with is a whole different story, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so...
Absolutely. And that's why I can't... That's why it doesn't infuriate me. It just shows the person's ignorance. And not the only they can't do it. You know, I hear about all these people. I was a production analyst and this and that. But you're a production analyst. Why are you coming to our website trying to steal our cliches and trying to steal our material? and I'm gonna tell you what makes it sound so stupid. Copywritten material.
They don't think they're gonna pay for anything. I mean, they're gonna pay any price for anything because, you know, as I kind of alluded to in the beginning, There's several sets of the legal system. Listen, we got to go for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about all the crazy stuff going on in education today. And I mean, I'm telling you, it's just nuts. And God bless you for what you do. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Corey's going nowhere. I've got him locked in a car in a secret location. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The GOP turns on Trump, the Senate voting 59-41 to repeal the president's declaration of a national emergency at the border, with Utah's Mitt Romney and Florida's Marco Rubio voting against the president along with 10 other Republicans. Oklahoma Senator Republican James Lankford supporting the president.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes.
Now, immediately after the vote in the Senate, President Trump tweeting in caps, veto! Exclamation point. Then after his one-word tweet, the president writing a second one on this subject, saying, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking in our country. I thank all of the strong Republicans who voted to support border security and our desperately needed wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. Disco Thursday on the real side. I want you to envision something right now. He's going to slap me when he sees me, but I got to have fun with this. I want you to think about Corey Duncan in bell bottoms and a nice silk shirt, okay, and rollerblades at the roller rink with the, you know, with the globe going around and all that fun stuff. I mean, I actually, if somebody has a picture of that, I will pay you money for a picture of that. Okay, not photoshopped, has to be real. You got to take a picture of him at the roller skating rink. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. Love the guy. Love having fun with the guy. How you doing, Corey? Come on. You know you're having flashbacks. You know where those bell bottoms are, don't you?
Absolutely not. And I'd like to thank you this week and every week. And I'd like to say a big hello to everyone out there in internet land, especially in the Facebook and in the chat room. Yeah. Now, getting back to that, no one has a picture of that because you know what? If they do, I've swelled up both of their eyeballs. So there you go. Yeah, I know. The New York bully is coming out. I know.
That's right.
Archbishop Malloy.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we're going to move on. So, hey, look, you and I are both heavily in education. We understand the importance of education, and whether it's career tech ed or just getting kids truly teaching them real history. But these Hollywood elites that have been telling us how to live our lives, they're telling us how to be righteous people, right? I mean, these people now have shown up. This is just sickening. And now we're finding out they actually paid off the entrance exam people, they paid for people to take their kids' tests, they paid coaches and others to lie and say that their kids were on that team, were doing well, and so they got scholarship. I mean, it's just craziness what these people, the length that some of these people went through to get their kids into colleges. I mean, amazing, right? And we wonder why they're idiots.
Well, that it just goes to show you is the almighty dollar speaks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what I saw was $25 million that they had gave, that people had paid, basically. But you got to figure, these are not even disadvantaged families. These are families that are well off, and they thought they could just buy it. See, it's the difference between earning your money and putting it to good use and taking and being out here trying to take your money and swindle people. And you're going to put a chart. But I've seen it all the time. I've seen it. That's why I'm so happy that everything comes down, change the program. I mean, the procedure as far as taking these tests to get in. I know my daughter, Autumn, Chase and my son, my daughter Autumn, and my two sons, Chase and Noah, they're taking that SAT test this week, this weekend. And the thing of it is that, you know, I want to see how they take and know that this is actually the person that's taking the test. Because if it's not,
good point.
And you see this all the time, especially where they always want to get after athletes and get after them and tell them, you know, get after people for taking basketball players or football players, SATs or whatever. But the thing of it is, or doing their work while they're there, there's something, but it still goes on. Because what they do, all they do now is they take a major that's not that hard, something like crafts or something. They take something that you can be dumb as a brick and still be able to pass it or whatever like that. So, they have lowered their curriculum, a lot of these colleges, and they lowered their curriculum. And that's why sometimes you get these people that, you know, you get they get into sports or they get out here. And they know why they're there. They're there to make the money. So for the union, you know, they're going to have to come up with a procedure that's foolproof. And it's really hard. It's really hard. And the NCAA has to take and give up on some of that money so we can stop having these athletes that say, you know, like I know my daughter and son were like, you know, the devil with that. I was going to say something else. The devil with that. You're not going to make money off of me. And they opted to go overseas and play basketball because they, you know, and can you blame them? Because, you know, when you make $800 billion off of the NCAA tournament, and then if I get $20 or somebody gets $20 to my son on campus to get something to eat, that's a violation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. It's a definitely. These are the same people that scream about equality. These are the same people that scream that everybody should have the same chance. But even the hypocrisy of that. Look at what are you teaching your kids? Are you teaching your kids that your fame and your money buys you place? They don't have to work to get the things that they're supposed to get. You know. These are the same people that come out and say, well, you know, the inner city kids don't have the same chances. We need to find a way to give. Well, you just took a seat away from an inner city kid by doing what you did.
Right.
They're big hypocrites, right. Big time hypocrites. Don't get me started.
Oh, they're always. So most people like that and that's why I said we live in a world, we live in a society now of double standards. And then when you pull them up and make it personal. You know, it's like, I have objective commentary about a lot of my conservative podcasters and speakers or whatever, because I can. I'm not in the business no more, because I can make an objective statement. And trust and believe, as I always tell anyone that knows me and anyone that knows me from now to when I was a young man to when I was a boy, I make objective statements, but they're made because I have facts in front of me. And the facts state what they are. I'm sorry if I call you out on things or whatever. That's why I say it's fun to be in this part of the movement because, you know, I can sit back and watch all of the circuses go on and things like that. And I mean, I know some people hate for me to go here about that, but I am. Because guess what? When we're doing this and you're doing that about education and everything, and then you get people that steal your cliches, and they say, well, we're about this, and this. Really?
No, actually, they're not.
For almost a year now. And and you want to be that now to what? To try to make money off of it? Well, guess what? Let me explain something to everyone out there. And I want to take this point real quick before you go to break. Let me say this. The Grassroots Conservative Association Group is associated with Joe Mussina and a couple other people. You go to our page. Go to our website, www.conservativegen.com. We do not have a Facebook page. So if you go to our Facebook, if you go to that old Facebook page, which we still hear people talking about, hear people tell us that you are posting on our page about that we're not associated with them. We're associated with the groups that are on our website, and that is it. So if anyone's asking for donations in our name, let us know. So because we will take it.
No,
some people stealing our copywritten material.
Yep. Yeah, and again, it shows you how creative less that they are, that they don't have any of their own original ideas. That whatever they got going on, you know, they've got to steal from somebody else. So what are you going to get when you get there? What is that person actually going to do? Are you paying them to steal more stuff from somebody else?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take a chunk out of their pocket. I'm going to take a chunk out of their pocket. Because guess what? It says on our website, this is material copywritten of the Grassroots Conservative Association group. So there it is. And our logo is trademarked.
Right.
I know the people probably listen to this or whatever like that, and they're listening. So guess what? They continue on like somebody gave me some advice, cease and desist. Okay, guess what? The next time we'll be sitting in the courtroom. I'm telling you, because that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yep. No, I just it again.
Professionalism, man.
Yep. Again, well, it shows you that there's no original ideas. They have nothing for you. They have nothing, you know, to give you or what have you. Hey, I'm gonna switch gears on you for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The schools that you're putting together pulling together, they're Christian conservative studies, God based, Constitution based, country based. I mean. That's not sexy anymore, Corey. I mean, why would you be doing that kind of stuff?
Well, the thing of it is, it's not made to be sexy. anything with any kind of substance, it's not gonna be trendy. It's not gonna be sexy, and they're not the people we want anyway. You don't want the kind of people that believe that they're really doing it. Yeah, we're really doing it. It's actually people like me. It's actually people like Anna out here. It's actually people like Joe out here. It's actually people that like our whole family that's out here. Because guess what? Everyone does not believe in going to the government. Okay, we have to make your school a charter school. Then they control everything. Yeah. You know, we get this thing all the time with people. It's a very easy enigma. You know the finance and getting involved and actually getting it done. That's what it is. That's what it's about. Not sitting there talking about something that lingers on for 15 years or 12 years with a bunch of people that just sit in the room and nobody wants to spend any money. That's what it's about.
They all got suits on. Hey, girl, for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You are definitely listening to Corey Duncan and Joe Messina. Don't go far. Be back in a minute.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I just want to get right back to him. I always enjoy my time with him. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, and I appreciate so much his time with me. He's one of the founders of Conservative Gen, and, again, thanks for what you do, and I mean that sincerely. You know that. You and I have spent some time together. We actually just physically met each other a couple of weeks ago. We were kind of like pen pals, only on the internet.
It was great. It was great to finally meet you in person. CPAC was just awesome. And next year we're gonna be back in force. And if anybody ever gets a chance, definitely get a chance to attend it, because it's like the Super Bowl of conservatism.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way of putting it. It very much is, and we learned a lot. You know, one of the things that you and I came together on was that movie Unplanned, and we're trying to get it out.
Right.
We've got dates here in my area to show it. We nailed a theater So it's kind of nice. I'm hoping we get through the two nights with it. You know how people are. People can be really whacked at times. But
right.
We're hoping to get it out. But again, you know, it's one of those things. You're one of those guys of action that I keep talking about. And you know, when you have this kind of thing going on, we met with Abby Johnson, the person whose story it was all about. She worked at Planned Parenthood and gave up her job when she actually saw really what was going on there. And, you know, and it touched you. You're a guy of means and action, and you jumped right in to do something with it. And that's what I keep telling people. You can't just sit around on your Facebook warrior key and start, oh, this is terrible. You should go see the movie. But no, go out, grab 100 people, try to find a way to get to 100 people, get a theater, get them in to see the theater, because those 100 will reach 10,000, right?
Exactly, but that's what I always say. People don't want to get involved. They want to sit home behind the laptop and everything. That's why I say they you know, they want to sit back home behind the laptop and they want to take a chair out from there. And you can't do that. You can't sit there and that's not getting involved. That's what the whole situation has been. That's why we're so far behind the eight ball, because everyone wants to stay at home and wants to do everything from my recliner or whatever like that. And then everyone wants to have rallies. CPAC is a conference. CPAC is a conference, and other things are a rally.
Oh yeah, when you go to CPAC, you're expected to do something.
A rally, a rally is about. But the thing of it is that people that have rallies have 6,000 speakers, 40 people, 30 people show up or whatever. That's not a rally. That's a get together in my backyard and stuff. So I'm sorry, you know. But the thing of it is, and I'm not putting that on the people that give the rally. I'm putting that on the people. That is one thing to give something like that. But what is it that you're going to do? How are you going to snowball it and continue the enthusiasm, continue on pushing the message that you're pushing, only just to the rally and to get me a couple Facebook followers or whatever like that? You know, that's not you're running it for business. You're not running it for the love of what you're doing and for it to get any kind of success. That's why I say that with this movement, it's just, you know, I sit back and I watch a lot of people. I just don't say anything. I watch a lot of these people and I'm like, are you serious? And I'm like, I know. I know people that know them personally and stuff. And I'm sitting there watching them like, really? You're going to do this and you're going to do that. Okay, so let me ask you a question. You know I'm going to go down the checklist. Have you got anybody elected? No. You got four people to change from liberal to conservative. Okay. You got anybody out of that group that's going to run for office? Okay. You know, are you doing something to change the narrative instead of just giving a conservative?
Yep.
And that's it. I'm sorry. I know some people get a little moist and get a, you know, especially the men get a little moist and the women. Well, who do you think he thought? I'm talking to you. And you know, I'm not hiding nowhere because I've already been through all that.
Hey,
with them.
The Bible says if you have ears, let you have ears to hear, right? And here's what I always tell people. If you are out there working, then what I'm saying is not for you. If you are sitting on the couch on your dead butt with a wireless keyboard, you know, stirring it up on Facebook, then maybe this is for you. You know, we always talk about America's a great place to come back from nothingness. So, you know, some of us have had money, then you don't have money, then you have money or a job, and then you don't have a job, and then you can get a job. I mean, this is one of those countries you can keep doing that with. And you know, you've got a story up on your website. People need to go check it out, conservativegen.com. That's conservativegen.com, about Patricia Sandoval. And she's written a book called Transfigured. And it's her escape from drugs, homelessness, and the back doors of Planned Parenthood. I mean, she came out of all this crud to make something of herself. So she didn't have to go steal anything from Conservative Jen or the real side or, you know what I'm saying, or any of these other things. She didn't have to piggyback off of somebody. She went and saw she wanted a better life, and she changed it. And I think that's a big deal. I think that we have to, and look at you. You've got kids, and you've taught your kids to be self-sufficient, to make things happen. That's how, those are successful people in my mind.
Not only that, you have these people get out here and they get all caught up in their feelings. Well, hey, look, like I tell people all the time, and I tell my kids, look, you know, we get these people fussing at the baseball game. Your son's so much bigger than other people. Are you sure that they're just a, hey, look, what do you want my son to say? Hey, look, Dad, I'm not going to score these baskets because I'm bigger than the other person. But if it was the other way around, that's why I talk about the double standard. The thing of it is this. You know, if you're going to confuse confidence with being arrogant, then you can do that all day long because it is what it is. You know, I could care less about that. But in this world, we got people on the left and the right that's like that. They're on both sides. And that's why I say because then that's why we will continue to have the issues within this movement until everyone can understand exactly who is the true leaders and who are the true people that got to have. So I have this figured out. We have it figured out. But, you know, because we don't have flashy commercials or this or that. No, we don't need flashy commercials. What you need is substance. Something like a brick building, like in all of those states that's on our website, that these schools are going to be, that you can actually put your hands on and say that it's there. See, that's called substance. Not saying, well, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to come here and say that. Okay, then that's it. We all go home. Right. That's called getting something done. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I am. Yeah. No, and I love these people. You know, it's when we go to CPAC, one, there's something I really appreciate. I like some of the young kids that are, they're just starting to formulate their ideas and how they do things and strategies, and they get with some people. And it's always exciting to see them talking and you see the energy. I'd love to be able to find some sane, older people that can corral some of that energy, help them, you know, achieve their goals or what have you. And then you get the old timers, to your point, they've never got anybody elected, right? They've never really got any kind of program in place. They've never really accomplished anything. And they're sitting there because they look good or they speak good or they have the lingo or the right sneakers or whatever. And they get these kids all wrapped up around them. And they've got
The kid's not following them, Joe.
Okay.
It's
I hope you're right.
The adults are the groupies. The male groupies that's following these type people. Down this road of being an idiot and stuff. Down a hollow pipe dream and stuff. It's no kind of agenda. So no, wrong. I have to correct on that. No, it might be some, but most of these young people understand more than the adults. The adults are caught up in the entertainment and you go, girl. You go, boy. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. But is this conservative?
Yeah.
Is this like, you know, ghetto conservative night? I mean, what? I mean, I'm sorry. I know a lot of people don't like to hear me talking.
No?
I know some. They're going to catch in their feelings. But you know what? As I always say, I'm not hard to find. If you want to talk to me, if you want, we have a website. You have my phone number. Call me, and I'll tell you the same thing. Because it's called FACTS. Facts. That's what it's called.
Oh, I thought it was FAX. I didn't know. Hey, listen.
Well, what? However you want to spell it. However you want to spell it. Check this out. I can tell you. I can count, but I can't spell work for you know what. I can count, though. I can count money.
No, I was... You know, anyway, it's a story for another day, but I always loved how they keep shortening these, they keep spelling things a different way and shortening things up. And it's like, you want to know why our kids can't spell? They can't talk. They write letters in what I call text ease because it looks like they're writing a texting thing. It's always
right.
Been funny to me, you know. All right. So, Corey, where can people find you? And I know you said, you know, you're easy to find. Yes, I saw you. You are easy to find. But I mean, where do they find you online? I don't want them to hunt you down at the pizza joint. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, 6'6 and 381 pounds. I'm not hard to find. At all. Trust me. www.conservativegen.com. Come on out. Check us out. If you want to know anything, don't ask anyone. Please. Email us. Email me and Anna. Please don't ask anyone. Well, have you not? But talk to us.
Actually, read it on the website that gives you all the information. I mean, God forbid we actually go do the right thing. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless, people. Thanks for tuning in.